The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
What's up, Cleaning Nation? Today I am here with Tracy Thompson and I'm Lindsay Bjorklund hosting again today. And we have a special little kind of like a reprise, I guess, like a little sneak peek into a workshop that Tracy recently did with our clients. And it was a hit, I would say. Wouldn't you say so, Tracy?
Oh yeah, it was one of those hit home really hard. You know that when you go, ooh, that I totally relate, and it hurt a little bit, but man, that's the stuff that moves the needle. So yes, it was very impactful.
Yeah, it's and won't hold the suspense any longer. What we're going to talk about today is how to stop prioritizing the easy things and why. So it's kind of counterintuitive. This one got me. I was at the workshop and I was scribbling down notes furiously, and I implemented some of the tactics you gave, Tracy, like literally the next day, maybe even the same day. I think it was night, but whatever. So without further ado, let's just dive right in. So can you explain to us what you mean by stop prioritizing the easy things in your business? What does that mean?
Yeah. So I just want to preface what I'm going to say next by saying the framework that we talked about in this was how to blast through procrastination, because we've, or not getting the things done at the end of the day that we really want, or the end of the week, and how to be more efficient with our time, right? How to organize better. And so that's how this whole idea of stop prioritizing the easy things came through. So just to give you context, if you're finding yourself not being able to organize all the things on your to-do list and making progress and feeling more efficient every single day and every single week, then this is definitely for you. Okay. So all that said, stop prioritizing the easy things. This is really interesting, Lindsay, because a lot of people have been taught or told or just kind of developed or adopted this style of working on their to-do list as start with the easy things. And the theory was that, well, if you start with the easy things, then it gives you that quick fix of feeling like you've got momentum and, you know, easy wins. Yeah. And yeah, you're like, okay. And then the theory was that once you start getting these little wins, that then you would be ready and inspired to do the hard things and to do the big projects. However, as we learned in the workshop, that actually, now neuroscience scientists have studied this phenomenon, that it actually has the opposite effect. Oh, okay. It's kind of like, it's interesting. I was like, I made the analogy that it's a little bit like thinking you're going to do, you know, a little bit of crack or a little bit of cocaine or eat a little bit of sugar in order to eat your greens, you know. So it's like, okay, but if I just have my dessert first, or if I just have a little bit of this, you know, this pick me up, it will make me want the thing I don't really want to do, the hard thing. And we know that that's not true, because what happens is we get that dopamine hit. Right? Woo! Our whole brain lights up. Our body feels good. We're like, yeah, baby, this feels awesome. Now, do you want to go do the hard thing that's probably going to have the opposite effect? No. What do you want to do? More easy things.
More crack.
Right? More crack. Of course. I mean, you know, hey, if a little bit of crack made you feel good, then a lot's going to make you feel great, right? So So what ends up happening is we start with the little things, we start with the easy things, and it feels really good. And then we just kind of keep going. And we end up at the end of the day going, oops, uh-oh, shoot. You know what? I was busy and it felt good at the time. I stayed really, really busy today. But at the end of the day, did I do anything meaningful? Not really, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We call that, in Grow My Cleaning Company, Jared always calls that moving the peanut. Every day you want to just move the peanut closer to your goal. And usually, I don't know about you, Tracy, but moving the peanut is like one of the hardest things. Like, it's never an easy little task. Like, it's always something big that seems like insurmountable.
Exactly. And here's why we gravitate so much to the easy things. Other than the obvious and the fact that I just explained to you what it does to your brain, right? It's just like crack in the brain. It makes you feel fantastic getting those little things done. The reason we really, truly, the reason we gravitate towards easy things is because behind the scenes, unconsciously, the easy things are usually they're easy to us because we understand them. We are usually good at it, whatever it is. We can clearly see with precision how it will be done, and we can see ourselves doing it, right? And an added bonus is usually the easy things are things that also feel good. And we already know this. There's like this backlog of library of experience that says, oh, I already know about this. I know how to do it. I know what it takes to get it done. I know how much time it takes. I know how good it feels. We know all that. Bigger projects, the quote, hard things, are hard in our mind or are big in our mind because they're less clear. They're probably things that are challenging or have been challenging in the past. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is they stay foggy in our mind. We're like, oh, it's so big. I don't know where to start. That's usually an indication, like, but I don't exactly know where to start. And so then the brain, when our brain is confused or foggy or unclear, the confused mind, the confused brain says no. Says no, right? It shuts down. It says, uh-oh, danger. That doesn't feel good. That feels like it's something that, and this is the back of our brain, our reptilian brain, right? Our ancient brain that's wired for survival only. That kicks in and says, uh-oh, that feels unsafe. I don't like that. Don't do that. Do the easy thing. Do the thing you know how to do, right? We already know that feels good. And so we kick that can down the road, or we allow the peanut to stay where it is, but we kind of pretend that we're going to do it later. Mm-hmm. We've all done that, right? Well, like, yeah. Oh, you know, today was the exception. Today was different. I'll do it tomorrow, right? But the problem is, if we're prioritizing the easy things, tomorrow will always be tomorrow. It'll never be today. And so, you know, a lot of what I hear is, well, great. Okay, thanks for that enlightenment, Tracy. But
doesn't make it easier.
Now what, right? Now what the heck do I do? What do I do with that? How do I tackle it? Okay. So the first step, and if you're not driving right now, this is where you get a pencil and you start writing stuff down. Okay, there we go. All right. So number one is you need it on the big things or the hard things, the things that you perceive to be bigger or harder. Write down what is the first step, the very first, not all 26,000 steps that is involved, but what's the first next step? And if you don't know, like if that's like you come up with a blank and you're like, well, that's the problem. I don't know. I don't know what the first step is. The first step on your list, write this down, is find out what the first step is.
Ooh.
Learn what the first step is. I know that seems like, wait a minute. That seems a little too simple. I know. That's why we're not doing it though, because if research is your first step, if what you really need to do is just sit down with it and go, I'm going to block time and put it on your calendar. So step number one is write down research. My first step is to research what to do first. Block time on your calendar to do that step. So I know that sounds deceptively simple. But I trust me when I say, if you're blocked or if this thing that you're doing is challenging for you and it's unclear about what you're supposed to do next, then that absolutely has to be the first next thing you do. Put it on your calendar. So let's say you do know what the next step is, but you're in some form of resistance about it. You're like, yeah, I know exactly what I'm supposed to do. I just don't want to do it. Right? This is where we have to kind of hack the brain. This is where we got to start getting creative to start giving ourselves better associations or that dopamine hit that we love just gonna say. So much, right? We got to give ourselves a little bit of incentive.
Okay. Something to look forward to. Can we bring the dopamine back into the process? Can we still get our hit? Like, how does it work?
Yes, we can. We can. So what we do is we want to rewire our brain to associate and stimulate dopamine, that rush. That's dopamine is the feel-good reward hormone that gets released in the brain when we do things we love. Okay. So just for anybody who's like, what the heck is dopamine? That's what it is. So we need to rewire the brain to associate doing challenging things or hard things with dopamine. Okay. Break it down to the simplest, easiest step. Okay. Trust me on this. The smaller, the better. The clearer, the better. The easier, quote unquote, easier, the better. So don't do things like put on your list, build my funnel, build my client attraction funnel. No.
Yeah, that sounds scary.
That's not a step. That's a whole project. Okay. So let me give you an example. Let's say you want to have a client attraction funnel. You're like, yes, I needed to do this for so long. But your first step is, I don't even know where to start. You're like, all right, let's say you have an idea where to start. If you really thought about it, broke it down, one first step could be, I need to research. I need to research advertisements in my market space, look at competitors and see what they're doing, and then do the opposite, by the way. Don't do what they're doing, but you need
marketing tips.
Right? Let's say number one is do research. You're like, okay, that's actually a step. So research, how can you associate dopamine with research? Well, my go-to way is to give myself a reward. Like, just like you would if you got kids, you're like, you get a cookie when you clean your room, right? So when you do this research, you just go, all right, I'm going to spend 20 minutes researching competitors in my market space. And you put it on your calendar and you go, what do I get? What am I going to reward myself with when I get done with this task? And it's going to be different for you. You need to know what incentivizes you. Okay, so maybe I had a friend who loved Skittles. Wow, Skittles. And she would pick out all the purple ones.
Give them to you.
Yeah, right.
Because that's your favorite color.
She loved the purple ones. And she would pick them out and she would put them on her desk in a line, in a row. And every 20-minute increment that she did something, she would eat one Skittle, and she'd be like, oh, okay, that feels good. Mm-hmm. And we know, you know, sugar, I'm not advocating sugar, but that worked for her. She was like, she got that little dopamine hit. And then she would go to the next 20 minutes and the next 20 minutes. And that's how she did it. So she started wiring her brain, her reward centers, to doing things that she used to think were challenging or hard. And she also had the added bonus of moving the needle, moving the peanut, right? Moving the projects that really were meaningful to her. So at the end of the day, she did hard things, but they didn't feel hard. She broke them down into increments and she rewarded herself a little at a time. So, yeah.
Interesting. You mentioned a couple of things that made me think, I'm actually, this is a little tangent, but bear with me. I'm reading this book right now about training cats because I have two cats. And it's basically going into in-depth about how they're not obviously like dogs and they're all about themselves. Like, how are they going to get, like a dog does things to please you and get a treat, but they also get joy. The cat just doesn't care. They just want the treat. They just want the end. So this discussion of that part of your brain, the reptilian brain, like the animal part of your brain, it almost seems like the hack is teaching that animal part of ourselves, like hacking that part. Am I understanding that correctly? Is that part of it?
Totally. Absolutely. Because again, remember, what you don't want to do with big, intimidating, overwhelming projects or hard things that maybe you failed at something before and you're like, oh, I don't really want to do that again. Whatever it is, there's a part of your, back part of your brain that says that doesn't feel good. That feels dangerous. And you're inadvertently triggering a fear response. Huh. Okay. That's what's happening. So have you ever felt brain fog all of a sudden or fatigue or felt you truly like all of a sudden you're like, my brain feels like it's shutting down when you try to do something hard or something you don't want to do. That's actually not just you being lazy or, you know, you're like, oh, I'm just being lazy. No, that's actually a physiological response to fear.
Wow. Fascinating. That is so fascinating.
It's kind of like the possum, you know, when a possum is, you know, they say play possum, right? Their system becomes so overwhelmed that they literally shut all their bodily functions down. Like they curl up and they become catatonic. We have that same mechanism. So what you're doing is you're relaxing that part of the survival brain that's being activated in fear or resistance. And you're then going to the frontal part of the brain where the dopamine is, you know, where you activate a higher part of your brain. And that reward system is, they're connected for sure. But when you're working with the proper higher executive functioning part of your brain, then you're going to win every time. And reward is a big part of it. Reward and survival go together. If you think about it. So when we're longtime hunter gatherers and we would find honey, which is rare, right? Our brain lights up. That's why we get dopamine hits from sugar. Because that's a survival thing. You didn't find that kind of calorically dense food out in the wild very often. So we're wired for it. So if you think about it, you're really using all parts of your brain to your advantage when you lower the amygdala. That's what I was trying to that part of the brain that's trying to get you into fight or flight or freeze in fear. Right, you're lowering that part. You're soothing that part by breaking it down into easier forms. Right, easier steps. They're not threatening. There is nothing to be afraid of. It's nothing to be in resistance to, and you're stimulating that reward center, the dopamine.
Wow. So, can we think of one more example for a cleaning company owner how they can apply this? Like, say, let's think of another example. Like, say I'm overwhelmed because I need to hire three more cleaners and I'm just, I don't even know where the heck to start. Like, what would you advise me on with this?
So that's a great example. I love that one. So topical right now. So what I hear a lot of, let's just add some fuel to that fire. Let's make it even more intense. Okay. Let's say you're still out in the field and you're having to, where you feel like you have to work. So you're busy out in the field, trying to cover shifts, trying to cover, you know, the business that you already have. And so you have feel like you have even less time to dedicate to hiring. And so it becomes this catch 22 of quote unsolvable problem that you feel like I can't stop because I'm cleaning long enough to hire. I don't really even know where to start. I've tried hiring before. Nothing has worked, quote unquote, nothing has worked. That's the brain trying. That's the back of the right. The fear brain that's saying, don't do that again. Don't try that again. Just do what you know, right? And for you, the easy button, the easy thing is just go clean. That's easy for you.
It feels good, but
right. It's known. It's something that you're good at. It's something, right? So I get it. That's the pattern that feels like you can't break out of it. So how do you start rewiring and start breaking that pattern? You've got to start somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So rather than trying to take the whole hiring process in, the very first, like we counsel and coach our people all the time, is like, okay, do you have an ad for employees? Do you have one written? Like, I know that sounds really simple, like almost just again, like deceptively. Do you have an ad? Yes. Then we move to the next step. But if no, you're like, no, I have, or it's old, or I have, you know, it wasn't really working before. It's like, okay, then that's step number one. Write an ad, a new ad that has your core values in it, that is core values based. And if you've never heard us talk about core values, please, and we have tons of podcasts here, please listen. But you know, that would be a number one step. So now, what did we talk about? Don't try to do all of it, everything all at once. You block that on your calendar, on your off time, 20 minutes. That's it. 20 minutes. Write ad, employment ad with core values in it. Like that would be step number one. Right? Just don't try to go, okay, but then I got to, you know, place the Indeed ad and then I've got to, you know, schedule everything. And then I've got to figure, but you know, I have no time. And then you shut down. I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. So you have to, again, break it down, make it simple, give yourself a reward. I don't care if it's Skittles or if it's, you know, whatever works for you. Okay. But that's how simple, just starting to break things down enough to where you can reward yourself and start to rewire that part of your brain that you're like, okay, I can do this. I can do this a little bit at a time. Progress, not perfection. Progress, not perfection.
I'm golf clapping over here because that's a ride or downer.
And by the way, perfectionism is the enemy of progress. Yeah.
Whoa. So. Well, that pretty much, I think we should leave Cleaning Nation with that to absorb. Tracy, my very last quick question is what do we do in clean, like for, what's the next step? Like if you've been like thinking about this and you don't know what your next step is for help with your cleaning company, what do you advise?
You know what? I love this. I love this question in general. Here's the thing. If you've fallen into a little bit of procrastination, maybe you've wanted for a long time to grow or to break some cycles and create some better systems. Let's say you've been beating your head against the wall with hiring, or you want to build that client attraction funnel, but you haven't done it. And you're just like, okay, you know, this is it. This is the time I'm going to break that old cycle. take action today. Really, truly get help. You don't have to do it on your own. Trust me. That's why we're here. That's why we do everything we do here at Grow My Cleaning Company. And you know what? The next best step for you, if you'd like some support with this, is to reach out to us, have a conversation with one of our amazing coaches. If you're lucky, you might actually get to talk to Mike. I'm just saying, I don't know for sure, but reach out to us. And Lindsay, I know you know how to give them the instructions on how to do that.
Yeah. So let's do this. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, T-A-L-K, and that'll set you up with our calendar to go ahead and book the appointment. Easy next step, I think. I think that's totally doable. Sounds scary, but super easy. And we don't bite. I promise we don't bite. It's not that scary. We just want to help. So on that note, I'm going to sign us off. Thanks so much, Tracy. This was a deep dive. I love it. And we'll catch you next time, Cleaning Nation. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.